Colorado, north of Colorado.
Oh, the state. I thought you said a state. The state, Idaho, I guess.
Okay, and the cowboy state.
Wyoming?
Yes. Now, what do you call people from Wyoming? What would they be called?
Depending on whether I liked them or not.
What if you liked them? would it really be different?
I call my enemies some funny names.
Okay.
Wyomingites, I guess.
Okay. And people from Colorado would be called what?
Coloradoans.
Okay. You mentioned Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah, and how about the state next to Idaho, the big long one? Montana.
I don't know. Cowboys, I guess.
Okay. Now, just tell me, I just was interested in names, just pronunciations of some other states. This couple of states below Colorado.
Texas.
Yes, and next to it.
Louisiana.
On the other side of Texas.
Arizona.
Yeah, and next to it would be.
Nevada.
Okay, and New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the long state on the coast?
California.
Okay. And the two states above it?
Washington and Oregon.
Okay. That's great. Now, all of us together who live in the United States, we collectively are called what?
Americans.
Okay. Everett, would you ever call everybody anything other than that? Would that be the...
I think that would be... Okay. Yeah, I think that would be the only thing I'd call them,
okay.
Americans.
How about people from Canada? What would you call them?
Canadians.
You ever heard any slang words for Canadians? You ever call them Chinooks or?
Well, we don't deal too much with Canadians, so I don't know much about their slang.
How about people from Mexico?
They're Mexicans.
Have you ever heard any slang words?
Spicks.
Okay.
Shut that off for a minute.
should we? I was wondering about other. You mentioned Mexicans or. Hispanics. Do you ever hear people call them wetbacks? Or is that a...
Not much up here. That's more along the border where they swim the Rio Grande to get into the United States.
Yeah.
We really don't have much interracial slurs around here. People are pretty accepting and pretty...
That's good.
And we don't have too many other ethnic groups, you know.
Yeah. How about, what do people in this area call colored people?
Negroes.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call them blacks?
Very seldom.
Just mostly Negroes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Of course, at this altitude, a Negro doesn't stay around very much.
Really?
They seem to have thin skin or something. The cold gets to them more than it does to white people.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like a warmer climate.
Mm. Now, what's an Anglo?
White American.
Okay. And what kind of words have you heard used to describe country people, people who live out in a rural area?
Bumpkins, hillbillies, I can't think of anything else offhand.
Did people have, were there names for minors? This is something I don't know at all. Were there names for minors, derogatory names or other names other than just minor?
Not that I can think of. They used to call the Chinese coolies that worked here, and they worked on the railroads rather than mines. They didn't like the mines. They used to call the Italians wops or dagos. I think the Englishmen they called Cousin Jacks. And
come on, guys.
That's about all I can think of offhand.
And Native Americans, what do they call them? Did they call them Indians?
Indians.
Were there a lot of Indians in this area?
They were friendly Indians. There were no fighting Indians around here.
Okay.
There were the Sioux and, I forgot what now. But the Sioux I know was over.